This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We're momming today with Ismail Karabas, a marketing professor at Murray State University. We're talking about tipping. Ismail did, he's been doing this for years, surveys. When you ask people for tips, how do they feel about that? I think we're starting to feel very annoyed about that because now we're being asked to tip people before they even performed any sort of service. So it's not even like your tip is a reflection of the service that occurred. It's happening sometimes with no service even occurring. So Ismail, everyone is talking about this. We are fed up of tipping. Are we right? Are we wrong? Where do we stand?
So tipping, as you mentioned, did start generally in full service restaurants for the service that they provide. And later on, it sort of started with tip jars at places where it's not typical. It's not your full service restaurant. We call them the quick service restaurant, casual restaurant, fast casual restaurant, limited service, and so forth. It started off with tip jars, but then these point of sale systems sort of embedded that into their software where now we're getting that request everywhere because it's a part of that software. I mean, the establishments can opt out of it, but nonetheless, they often choose not to. Because of that lack of justification of service, often you are handed a muffin or a cup of coffee or otherwise, even at places where you would not expect a tip, you are being asked to tip, and it is overwhelming.
Ismail, I know you're not an etiquette expert, but what do most people say that they're doing? Are they feeling shamed into providing a tip at a place where they never used to tip? Or are they saying enough and maybe not going to that place anymore?
They're doing both. We have groups of folks that go into multiple categories. We have a group that is perfectly fine with this. They believe that for many reasons, maybe they're just personality-wise, they're just overall an altruistic person. And when something, an opportunity like this come up and they know these employees don't make much, then those people are perfectly fine with it. People who have some kind of a background in the services industry, they're also fine with it because they can sort of empathize. But then we also have groups that end up tipping out of pressure, social pressure.
What's the craziest thing you've seen? I know when I go into like a deli and you pay with a credit card, and mind you, the deli is typically charging you more to use your credit card at this point. There's those 3.99% fees and the price of everything is up regardless. So you're hit by inflation, you're hit by the card fee, and then they turn around this computer and you look at it and you have options, 20, 25%, no tip. Is that usually how it goes down? I read a headline that realtors are asking for tips.
Right. It is sort of going back to that point of sale. Wherever you see a digital payment that's being offered by these point of sale companies like Block or Square, Toast, and so forth, you will see this. You might even see this at mechanics, at contractors, anywhere that you see digital payments, you should expect to see request a tip.
Jeez. If you are a family with children,
right,
and several of them, and, you know, you go about your daily activities, somebody wants something everywhere. I mean, these can really add up.
Yes, I think that's overwhelming because sometimes people go to these places so that they don't have to buy. Additionally, they don't have to buy service, so they don't have to tip. In the past, that was a decision-making factor. that people knew going into a restaurant not only meant a bit more money because the prices would be a bit higher, but on top of that, you would have to tip around 20% being the norm. But now other places asking for tips too, and it adds up, especially when the check amount is small. People are extra frustrated, I should say. This is in my research, I find that when the with my colleagues here from Murray State and another colleague as well, we find that when the check amount is high, perhaps people are feeling like maybe there was some effort, extra effort, service that went into it. So when the check amount is high, the frustration, or we call it irritation in the paper, isn't necessarily there as much. It is when the check amount is small, like one cup of coffee, and then your $3, $4 coffee immediately becomes $5, $6. And sometimes these offers, sometimes they start at 10%. Sometimes they start at 20%. And then you might see different variations too.
What's the craziest thing you've seen?
I think I've seen 30%.
30%. Hey, 30% is a good tip for me that I leave at a nice restaurant after a superb experience.
Right. Even in those restaurants, the norm is 20. But then, you know, when you went, like you said, if you had a really good experience, you might, of course, increase it. But 30% is, those are suggested, but there's always going to be an option to not tip, which lately, I think, which adds to the society's frustration that to find that no tip option has been difficult too.
Right. You have to like look for it on the computer screen that they turn around so you can swipe and sign. Should we be tipping teachers? Maybe the piano teacher? Should we be tipping the gymnastics coach?
I think you're right in that this could apply to other industries as well. So for whenever you are being provided some kind of a service that improves your life, you might consider offering something. Now, this may not come in the way of
everything improves my life. I mean, when you think about it like that, that would be everything.
Well, when it comes to these other occupations, I think, no matter what, even at these restaurants, to our teachers, to coaches, I think people should do whatever it is that they feel most comfortable with.
So every time my child goes to soccer practice, I should tip the coach?
I don't think so. I don't think that is necessary. Maybe a gift card or some kind of a gift at the end of a season is appropriate. I don't think they are necessarily expecting something every game. But nonetheless, if some folks feel that way, that's not a problem at all, but I don't think it's expected.
Okay, good. It's not. See, and that's a relief for so many people. It's not expected. And I think a lot of people are breathing a sigh of relief saying, okay, just leave me alone. We're going to be right back on More Momming Today talking about tipping with Professor Ismail Karabas in a second.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back on We're Momming Today with Ismail Karabas. I wonder if the tipping has just gotten so pervasive that many people stop tipping the people they're supposed to tip.
We have a little bit of data of that, suggesting that there isn't necessarily a decrease in the amount of tips or people not tipping at full service restaurants. That's always been there. People who tipped, they tipped. The people who tipped a lot less, they always tipped a lot less. I don't think there was something like that. The one of the reasons, like I said, the point of sale, making it available and convenient for establishments to just readily offer that to customers. Another reason being the pandemic. So especially with the pandemic costs increasing, and then while business owners taking care of that cost on the food end, on the operational end, they could use this as a way to ask customers for some help to help with the cost on the labor end. At the end of the day, they don't make that much, but then business owners still have to make this an attractive occupation. So in that way, it became something so that this business, the job itself, is still something that people can work on. And the competition. When your competition asks for tips, you also sort of feel compelled to ask, because then next thing you know, your employees might be switching.
Yeah. I know. It's just a complicated and annoying issue, because you don't want to feel cheap. You don't want to feel disrespectful, because you respect everybody who's working, right? We want them to make as much money as possible. But it just seems like, can't they just bake in the cost into the items, and then you just know what you're paying up front?
This is one of the arguments in the tipping research in general, that it is possible that we could revamp the whole tipping, voluntary tipping altogether. Even in the full service industry, those employees, especially because they are considered tipped, the employees in these other establishments where limited service, you order at the counter and then you tip or end pay before you even receive your food and things of that sort, those employees usually make the minimum wage. But in full service restaurants, often they don't even make the minimum wage. They make in 16 states, those employees make less than $3 an hour. So their main source of income are tips. So the argument is that, what if we just made this just another occupation, like working at a gas station or a fast food company or anything like that, and these employees made a living wage and not depend on tips?
That's a good idea. But then nobody would get tipped, unless you thought maybe service was exceptional, because everybody therefore is being paid enough to get by.
Exactly. And being paid enough, meaning maybe they could be offered some benefits, health benefits, insurance, annual leave and such. That is how nearly the rest of the world does this.
Yeah.
Just treat it like another job. And then yet people still actually tip. In Europe, for instance, 5 to 10%.
What about Uber drivers?
They are also being tipped, or the customers are asking. Yes, Uber drivers, hairstylists.
I get the hairstylist. I also get the Uber driver. Although there's so many fees, that's what I'm saying. And then, what if you do Instacart or have your grocery store delivered to you? Because that person went food shopping for you, that is a task, especially if it's a big order. They had to go down the aisles, find everything specific that you wanted. I get that's annoying, and that is a service. But when I go to check out at Instacart, it's like 20% of the bill. It's like, I just spent $400. I'm supposed to give, an $80 tip?
Right. Did you see this as a mandatory fee or an option?
No, it's an option. It's an option. There was already fees and everything else on there. But I don't want to insult that person who just spent an hour putting my order together and then delivers it to my house. But I also don't want to give them $80.
Exactly. So I think that's where we go back to people doing whatever they feel comfortable with, to be honest.
Huh.
So in that case, you're not the deliverer. Is often they're not expecting you to tip 20% on your order if from a grocery store. And nobody in general will argue, oh, they gave me too much tip. Nobody's going to say that. But also, if you don't tip, especially when the check amount is low, any of these employees, if you don't tip at all, most of the time, because they also make a living salary technically, or minimum wage, I should say, they don't really expect that much of a tip.
So
some tip always helps and make them happy.
So Ishmael, just go over the industries where you should absolutely tip, because those workers are not making a minimum wage.
The absolute tipping should happen in full service restaurants, especially full service restaurants. They are considered tipped employees. And in that industry, to my knowledge, which is the only industry where their hourly salary is less than $3 in 16 states. In 32 states, it's less than $6 per hour. So less than federal minimum wage. So they strongly rely on these tips. And often they make good tips, but there are ones that don't make that good on tips and make less than minimum wage even. And you know how exhausting that is to be a service employee and then not even take home a minimum wage. That's very tough. So the absolute must place to tip is full service restaurant, and the norm usually is about 20%.
And that's all you're listing. So for all these years through the pandemic, I got it. I feel like during the pandemic, it got, you know, heightened and it's lingered with us. But we felt bad, you know, people going into work, risking their lives, you tip them. But what you're saying is that all these other tips that these digital payment companies like to put on these servers don't need to be there because those workers are not expecting a big tip, if any tip at all. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but then to be able a little cautious there, this isn't to say that those employees don't deserve tips or they should not be tipped, because even though they're making minimum wage, that's still not a lot. So every little will definitely help, throwing in a dollar or two. But I'm saying
that 20% that button is ridiculous.
They don't expect 20%. Yeah, they're not expecting 20%. If you leave the change, 50 cents, a dollar on your order, as long as it's just one order, you're ordering lunch, they'll appreciate that a lot, and they will use that. And do they need it? I mean, of course they do, because they are not making that much. However, for times that people don't feel that they didn't receive any service, they didn't receive anything, they just were handed something. And if they didn't tip, I don't think there's that much of hard feelings.
Ishmael Karabas, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.